Well, Friday is here, and so is the much colder air. As the cold front moved through overnight into early this morning, the warmest temperatures today will be early this morning. As the colder air continues to move in and will deepen across the area, a little light rain or drizzle, but really not a whole lot of rain today. There should be plenty of dry hours, so we'll have that going for us at least. But after yesterday's high temperature of 76, by late this afternoon, most spots will be down into the 40s, nearly 30 degrees colder than just 24 hours ago, even though it doesn't feel all that bad as you step out the door early this morning. Realize it's the mildest part of the day, and the clouds will hang tough. We'll get that mist and drizzle at times, and the temperatures will slowly fall. A disturbance will move across the area tonight into tomorrow morning, and that's going to enhance the rainfall. That's when we can expect the most rain and the most widespread rain, heaviest as well. Quarter to a half inch on average, so it's not real extreme, but a quarter to a half inch of rain. Few spots may manage 3/4 of an inch, but realize that's falling with temperatures that are going to be near 40 degrees tonight. That's going to be cold. Wind chills will be down into the 30s. I still don't believe we have to deal with any ice or frozen precipitation, but it's going to be an awfully cold rain, and that lingers into tomorrow morning, and then the rain ends from west to east in the afternoon tomorrow. But we don't get out of the 40s all day long, despite even perhaps a little bit of late day sunshine. Now, it looks to me like things dry out fast late tomorrow afternoon and evening, so that the pavement will be dry before temperatures reach freezing inland tomorrow night into early Sunday. That's right, another freeze is on the way, the third widespread freeze and frost of the season. That'll be early Sunday morning, and Sunday's a chilly day, but at least with lots of sunshine, temperatures will reach the mid-50s, that's it, and set us up for another frost and freeze Sunday night into early Monday, though this time it's primarily inland because the wind will start to come in off the Atlantic, protecting the beaches, but inland areas will have a frost and freeze early Monday. So my point on that is that some beach areas may get awfully close to 32 and maybe even hit 32 degrees tomorrow night into early Sunday. It'll be it's the coldest air of the season for the entire area, but certainly for the beaches, too. And then after that frost and freeze, Sunday night, early Monday, inland. Monday looks pretty nice to kick off the new work week with sunshine and temperatures get back into the low 60s. Still below average, but not as cold. And by the way, average goes up finally over the next few days to 66 from an average high of 65. So we've reached the nadir, if you will, of winter by Jacksonville and northeastern Florida standards. But of course, we have this cold wave we're dealing with now and several strong cold fronts the way it looks over the next week to 10 days before this pattern breaks toward the end of the month or early February. So we have a series of fronts, and that next one is due in again on Tuesday. Clouds will increase, a few showers. It doesn't look like a lot of rain, but it does look like another shot of pretty chilly air for the middle of next week, followed by perhaps another strong front late in the week. So it's an active pattern, front after front, not necessarily producing a whole lot of rain, but certainly big temperature fluctuations, with an average of it generally being below here over the next 10 days or so, give or take, as we head through the rest of January. And in the Burrish blog, I've posted an update on the freezes and some freeze information. You can check that out. And the Tonga volcano, that violent eruption underwater in the West Pacific. I have some images posted about how much volcanic ash erupted and any possible impacts on our climate. And that sonic wave that moved across the globe multiple times for 4 days, it could be measured as it rotated around the globe. So pretty amazing stuff. Check it out in the Burrish blog at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. Have a great and safe weekend. Stay warm. Take care of yourself and one another with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.